This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
All right, good evening. It is The Drive. ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. We're going to talk some baseball in the first half hour and then do some power rankings on the quarterbacks of the NFL that are in new places. So we'll touch on that and get you up to speed on where everyone is, including Andy Dalton with the Dallas Cowboys. And by the way, Dak Prescott, they are not going to meet, I don't think, until after the day where they have to franchise, I believe is what I saw. That's an interesting thing. Why can't they get that done? Is it the Cowboys or is it Dak?
That's a good question. I don't know what Dak wants because listening to Will Cain months ago, before all of this, it was, wasn't they talking $40 million a year?
Oh, was it 40 a year? Oh, my goodness.
That so he was interested in that, at least.
That he wants to be that paid that right. High, and the Cowboys are saying, well,
they've been paying a lot of other guys.
Yes.
They locked up Cooper long-term.
Right.
Zeke, they figured that one out. Signed a couple guys on defense.
Mm.
Of course, you need that quarterback.
Well, you do, but man.
And it's just a tough situation with the quarterback market. It's just whoever's up next
Yes. Is
going to be the highest paid guy, even if they're not the best.
We saw it
with Matthew Stafford.
Great call.
We've seen it with a couple other ones.
And anymore, you have to win. You have to go all out and win on that rookie quarterback contract, which is what? It lasts 3 years, I think, before it really takes hold. And so, like, for instance, as an example, and I'm sorry I'm bringing it back up, but like the Arizona Cardinals right now with Kyler Murray, they feel like they're in the window now that they have to. That's why they made the trade for DeSean Hopkins. I mean, they feel like they're in the window that they have to win now, because once you have to pay Kyler Murray, then you've got to get rid of other guys, essentially. So that's kind of where some of these teams are at in terms of just trying to win with young quarterbacks. And obviously the team that did it perfect was Patrick Mahomes, because now they had to reach payday, and he definitely, what is it, $3 million a game he's going to make going forward?
$45 million a year.
Whew! Where does that end?
10 years from now.
Well, his, right. Well said. Where does it finally, you just say, okay, hold on a second.
This should not be the next one. The next guy to get paid, I don't care who it is, should not top that.
No, I totally agree. I mean, who would be the next guy that might approach his status? It would be Lamar Jackson, right?
Good call.
Lamar Jackson, and then maybe Kyler Murray? I mean, Kyler Murray, they're saying he could be the MVP this year of the league. And I'm like, what?
Hope so.
I mean, he was good.
Prop bet.
He was good. He was... He was eight times better than I thought he'd be last year. I really didn't know how good he would be. So we'll see. We'll see if he continues to grow.
The familiarity with the offense, and you're hoping that your defense is good enough to win enough games. Because as we talk about a lot, you got to at least be in the playoffs to win MVP.
You do. And I know the Cardinals tried to bulk up that defense, and they need to.
Dak asking for that much is just silly, though.
It's crazy.
I mean, I understand that he's had certain moments where he definitely looks like a franchise quarterback. And I mean, he is a franchise quarterback.
No, there's no doubt.
I mean, there's got to be some middle ground between the Cowboys are literally paying him like nothing right now.
Mm-mm.
In relative, I mean, it'd be a lot of money for us, but in relative terms to what any other teammate on that field is making, he's making hardly anything.
Maybe still getting the tag.
Yeah, and maybe So maybe in his mind and his agent's mind, this is recouping some money that they feel like he should have earned throughout.
But that's just how it works.
But that's how it works, right.
Why has this suddenly become a thing where young players sit out because they want more money? It's always been that way.
Yeah.
Chris Bryant has made like 100 times less money than Daniel Descalso right now in his baseball career. Now, if you want to talk about like advertisements and sponsorships, probably not. But he hasn't cashed in on his big move yet.
Nope.
That's just the way it works. You get paid on the back end.
Correct.
More so than the front end if you're one of these stud players.
We can't.
That's what stinks for running backs.
Yes.
Quarterbacks have the longevity. The running backs don't. But baseball is also, it's a big sticking point for the players. Because I was even reading that Dylan Carlson may not start on the roster. He may be on the player pool because of the
The service
years
time.
Years of control, yeah, service time.
They're service still time. Implementing service time, even though there's only 60 games this year. In
That's
terms
interesting, because
like,
I know Chris Bryant is the perfect, he's the perfect example
so
of that.
So he had to wait, Chris had to wait 13 days in a regular 162-game season. How long would Carlson have to wait?
That's a good question.
If the 13 is prorated for a 60-game season.
Two? I mean, it seems like it, right?
That will be two weeks.
2 weeks? Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, we all can't be Sam Bradford, right? He was the last guy to cash in on a rookie contract, and he signed a whopper of a rookie contract. And then the next year, the NFL had come to an agreement that, wait, we're not doing that anymore. We're going to have
Goff. Goff's making a ridiculous amount of money per year because they wanted to lock him up.
Oh, is that okay? So they went ahead.
It wasn't a rookie deal, but I just mean, the Rams decided this is our guy, and they locked him up to an absurd contract,
and you know,
gave Gurley absurd money.
Yep. And if you're the GM, I mean, let's take Lamar Jackson. So I don't go an Arizona Cardinal here. If you're the GM, even though you may have Lamar Jackson for another year at a cheap cost, do you try to do the goodwill and go to him and say, "Look, we want to offer you a long-term, you know, more expensive kind of contract where let's say they're only paying him, you know, I don't know, 28, 30 million instead of waiting until he can get that big contract and make 40 or 45. So, I mean, it's a touchy situation.
You're probably already past that breaking point. When he wins the MVP and all that he's done now.
Good call. That's a good call.
In terms of trying to get a discount.
Yep.
But if he just further proves what he did last year, if he does that again, of course the price is going to hike up and he might eclipse Mahomes, get the same exact deal.
I mean, it depends on your contentment, too, right? Like, with the organization, clearly Dak is not happy with what's going on there. But if Lamar, you know, like, I guess, I mean, some guys just go like, yeah, I get it. I'll make my money when I'm Albert Pujols on the 8.
National Weather Service in Chicago has issued a tornado warning for Northern Ford County, West Central Iroquois County, until 6:15 p.m. At 5:10 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Chatsworth, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Expected hazards include tornado and golf ball-sized hail. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will be near Piper City around 5:20 p.m. Gilman and Onarga around 5:45 p.m. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Danforth, including the following interstate, Interstate 57 between mile markers 279 and 290.
I'm like, you can't even grab, I mean, $30 million. How many people in life make $30 million for their entire life? And you have to be so successful to make $30 million for your entire life, let alone in 1 year. And I know a lot of it's eaten on taxes and this and that. Well, the same, you know, I mean, it's just, I get all that, but it's crazy. All right, we were going to talk, Diane said we can't hear you because of the tornado warning until 6:15 in Ford and Iroquois County. So with the tones overlapping your show.
So it really doesn't matter what we say.
So we're just going to sit here and I'm just going to go on. Oh, wait, the tone's wrapped up. You're back on now. Thank you, Diane. Everything we just talked about, we have to regurgitate again. Essentially, for those that missed it.
I mean, it'll be on the podcast. Those that are listening on YouTube.
Yeah, we were talking about Dak Prescott, and we started talking about rookie contracts and such. Since we've already started talking NFL, do you want to go ahead and do the power rankings, or do you want to talk baseball and finish up with baseball? Or do you want to switch to baseball? We can easily switch to baseball.
Let's do the baseball.
Okay, let's do the baseball.
Do that baseball.
Okay, do that. I, today, printed off something from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, stltoday.com, a good little article that'll give you a kind of an idea and a glimpse as to how they're doing the broadcasts. And a lot of you probably already knew this. Like, I knew a lot of this before I even read it, but I think it's interesting on how they're going to do it. All Cardinals, and really this relates, when I say Cardinals, put your team in there. It relates to the Cubs, Rangers, whatever. All Cardinals broadcasts will work from St. Louis this season, so the announcers will be in the Fox Sports Midwest booth at Busch Stadium for home games and then call road contests via a monitor from a facility that they use. So, in other words, Dan McLaughlin, when the Cardinals are in Wrigley, Dan McLaughlin will be in St. Louis calling the game. Now, they're putting together for the Cardinals, of course, today. Oh, my gosh. Who is it?
Tim McCarver.
Thank you. My goodness, I had a brain. Tim McCarver opted out, and he was only going to do, I think, 11 games because it was they were prorating of what he would have. He would have done like 50-some games in a regular season. He was only going to do 11, and Tim was like, it's not worth it. Yeah, it's not worth it for me to do that. Now,
not worth it for us either.
Right. The home teams will be providing the bulk of the camera coverage to all parties televising the game. So, again, if the game's at Busch Stadium, the bulk of the camera crew will be doing it like it's a Cardinals home game. Though, individual telecasts will have their own graphics, so you'll still see like a Cubs graphic, and the visiting team's coverage will have one camera that it can control.
Now, that's interesting to me, if you don't mind me jumping in.
No, go.
Because usually during a game broadcast, because I nerd out on this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I love it too.
In a production truck, you know, if Dan McLaughlin says, and of course the Cardinals bullpen coach, you know, you're going to cut to a shot of the Cardinals bullpen with the coach there.
Yep.
But when you're the visiting team, you're going to be utilizing the home team's feed.
Correct.
More or less.
But they have this one camera.
They have one, right. But, yep. but I'm just saying, like, if the the Cardinals are at the Cubs, and on the Cubs broadcast, they're talking about, I don't know, David Ross.
Mm-hmm.
The shot is going to be focused on David Ross, even if the Cardinals broadcast is focusing on something entirely different.
Yeah, if they're talking about...
So, you know, Dan McLaughlin could be talking about...
Dylan Carlson,
but there's going to be a lingering shot of David Ross.
Exactly.
And you're going to be like, well, what does David Ross have to do with this?
Exactly. Well, I tell you this, the one dude doing the camera...
So one camera, will they not just leave it on... They won't probably won't be doing a whole lot of zooming.
No, I would assume that one camera person, whether it be a guy or a girl...
They might cut it back to... McLaughlin or whoever's doing the broadcast and then, focusing on something.
And I would assume the producer, you know, maybe they need to talk more. So going like we do before segments, maybe going into a segment, Dan McLaughlin on the road says, hey, we're going to talk about Dylan Carlson. So if you can focus on him in the outfield or focus on him in the dugout. And so during the regular game, they'll be using the Cubs camera crew. And then all of a sudden, Dan McLaughlin will be like, big news today, Jim Hayes, about Dylan Carlson. What'd you hear about him? And then that one camera can focus in then on Dylan Carlson. So I guess that's going to make
sense. It makes
sense,
though. I mean, why would you need 20 guys from Marquee Network flying to Pittsburgh with the team when you could just utilize the Pittsburgh people?
I wonder how much it changes it going forward.
Why is there only one camera?
Well, it's just the one that's designated to the road team.
Okay, gotcha.
So the home team gets all of the other cameras.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense? I worry, honestly, for our career. And what I mean by that are people... I've got friends that do moonlight as photographers... Or they run the cameras.
I've got a buddy that does it for BTN.
Yep, and I've got a buddy that does it at Busch Stadium once in a while. I worry that this might be something that we go to in the future, that we look at and say, well, that worked. So why are we doing that? Or, hey, Dan McLaughlin, no longer do you have to go to Wrigley Field. You can stay in St. Louis the entire year. You do all the home games at Busch Stadium, and you do all the road games from the studio. I hope that's not the case.
Why? It just means Dan doesn't have to fly. I would think he'd like that.
But I don't know.
I mean, you really think Dan will be more upset that he doesn't go?
I think they'd want to be there. It's a good question.
In the dugout before the game saying, well, I was talking to Mike Schilt before today's game.
Totally agree. And, you know, it'd be a good question for Mike Claiborne. Maybe the next time we have Claybs on, if we can remember that.
Maybe it's the plain horror experience guy in me. Speaking,
and just to have an authentic call, like know the environment, know the atmosphere.
I agree.
Like, it's got to be tough to watch it on a screen.
I know the travel would get old, but when you're in that profession, wouldn't you get used to it? You know those guys. I mean, you hear the funny stories about, oh, boy, I bet they do have some fun in Pittsburgh or, you know, whatever. But, you know, guys like Mike Shannon and Mike Claiborne that are older guys, they've got buddies in Pittsburgh. They've got buddies in Chicago that they probably call up, say, hey, we're going to be in there. Let's go eat dinner. You know, I assume, so I don't know. But it's a fair question.
Maybe you just eliminate, because you got a good point. Maybe you eliminate the one random three-game series in Arizona against the Diamondbacks, and for that one, you stay in the...
Good point.
You know, because Wrigley's just a short trip.
Yeah.
You should do all of your division opponents, maybe, but if the Cubs are playing the Mariners for two games in Seattle one year, maybe you don't send everybody up to Seattle.
Yeah, just have them stay in Chicago and do the game. Well, that's interesting.
If I'm the guy doing it, I want to go chill in Seattle.
I do, too.
I want to go hang out in Arizona.
I do, too. Now,
and also, I think Dan, or what they're doing on the radio, the way the ball, you've been trained from your seat, the way the ball comes off the bat, you know it's a home run as soon as it's hit. If you're watching a screen,
it's harder to tell.
You're like us at home, and if on mute, like, oh, that's gone. No, it's at the warning track.
That's
it's not
point,
even
actually.
It's a great
20
point.
Feet close.
I didn't even think about that.
And, you know,
with basketball, you can see everything in the frame.
Yes.
But with baseball, you can't.
Yeah, you don't know if the third baseman creeping in. You know, are they playing the... I mean, they're not going to be money.
I would imagine
anymore.
They would have better monitor access than, like, a fan would.
True.
I would hope they'd have, like, you know, three or four around them with different angles and stuff.
That would be hard, too, though, if you're trying to focus in on all those. It's interesting. And, you know, on the flip side of that, Derek, you know, you're a young man that doesn't have kids yet. And, you know, maybe these guys that have done it for so long, they're like, man, if I could just... I mean, I'm sure Mike Shannon would rather stay in St. Louis. You know, I mean, he's an older guy now. He's done his traveling, right? He's had his fun. He'd probably rather stay in. But it's a valid point, very valid point. All right, a couple more things on this. He added that, again, I'm talking about Fox Sports Midwest and specific to the Cardinals, but this is probably very similar to everybody else. He added that Fox Sports Midwest will not add any fake razzmatazz to the telecast, such as pumped-in crowd noise or computer-generated images to make the stands appear to be occupied.
Wait a minute. People are talking about having CGI people in the stands?
I don't know.
They've done it in soccer.
And then it said, oh, they have?
Overseas.
Wow.
They've done it in
Wouldn't
soccer.
It be funny if they just do a cutaway to a fan from last year? Like, Paul DeJong hits a home run, and they just...
did in the stupid 30 for 30.
They did. They just cut away to somebody in 2019 going, yeah! That'd be kind of funny.
They should get wild with it. Just CGI, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. A
couple zebras in right field.
Right, exactly.
Just two zebras out there and a lion lurking. It did say the possible there could be some added sound on the ballpark public address system, so maybe some music, which that was weird, too, last night watching the Cubs on Marquee. They would play music. You'd hear the one dude, next up, Chris Bryant, and then you'd hear music, and... I don't know why it was. I think it was weird because there was just no crowd. I don't know.
They were playing music like during an inning once.
Yeah.
Like as the inning progressed.
Maybe they're getting like the NBA. Yeah. I kind of like that. How they play the music all the way up through. They get past half court and they kind of kill it. All right. Real quick. No more than three people in the booth at a time. Only one person will be at the studio desk for pre and post game shows. So no longer will you go back to a pregame or have a pregame or a postgame and have two or three people like Roboski and whoever, Ricky Horton and everybody, just be one person.
So they won't approve of what we're doing.
No. No, they would not. Analysts for those programs expected to appear via remote video.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
The Cubs postgame show had everybody by Zoom, and I barely even noticed.
Totally agree. It says viewers can expect to see double and triple boxes on the screen when discussions are taking place. Now, lastly, radio, like TV, and like Fox Sports Midwest, the Cardinal Radio Network personnel will not go to road games, instead calling them via television monitors from their Busch Stadium booth. So, on an away game... guys like Mike Shannon, John Rooney, and Mike Claiborne will be sitting in the Cardinals booth at Busch Stadium, in an empty Busch Stadium, no players or anything, calling the game. That, I'm telling you, these guys are professionals. That will be strange for them to do that. That's all I got. But it is just kind of an interesting look at the behind the scenes on how this is going to happen this year. I don't think anybody's complaining as long as baseball happens.
That's the bottom line.
Now, bad news for the Cardinals. We went over yesterday and talked about the Cubs and the Cardinals, and we discussed all about what Gallegos could do, if Alex Reyes could help out this team, this and that. And then you and I both read today something that I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Is the bad news the fact they didn't score any runs last night? The inter-squad
scrimmage? Is it good news because Flaherty pitched, or is it bad news?
Flaherty pitched and Austin Gomber pitched, which maybe that's good news on Gomber. We knew that Flaherty's a boss.
And nobody scored.
Yeah.
Cardinals were like 0-0. The Cubs were like 6-6. Cubs couldn't get anybody out, like we talked about yesterday, and the Cardinals couldn't get anybody on base, like we talked about yesterday.
But we were talking about the depth of pitching that the Cardinals have. I stumbled upon an article, and I think you did as well, where a handful of these relievers aren't even in St. Louis.
This is scary.
Jordan Hicks is opted out.
Yep.
Brevi is having Tommy John. But Genesis Cabrera has tested positive for COVID, so he's not there. Alex Reyes, which I didn't know this, he's supposed to be in St. Louis, but for an undisclosed reason, he's not participating.
Oh, boy.
And
you go to the bad there, right? You immediately go to the
he's hurt.
He hurt an elbow or he hurt a shoulder. Ugh.
Or he has COVID and they don't want to tell anybody.
Well, right.
And Giovanni Gallegos, who was one of the best relievers in baseball last year, is currently stuck in Mexico.
Oh, my. And he's not coming back anytime soon, I doubt.
Says his absence has only been explained by, quote, travel issues with no other information on when he might arrive in St. Louis.
Okay.
If I had to guess on Reyes, someone did post on St. Louis today that the only thing the team will say is that he is here and ready to go but not playing. And is that not the exact description that Kevin Wheeler and others have given us about what they're going to say about someone who has COVID?
Good call.
Maybe I don't know for sure.
Maybe he tested positive.
This does seem to add up to one of those cases, right?
Maybe he tested positive and they're quarantining him. If it were anybody else, Trevor, except Alex Reyes.
That's fair.
That's a good point.
If it were Gallegos, I'd be like, that's probably COVID. But with Reyes, you're like, he probably blew out his shoulder. I mean, I hate to do that for the kid. All right, Cubbies. We kind of tackled the Cubs a little bit, right?
One more note.
Oh, you got another one. My bad.
From the same article. It's been well documented the Cardinals do not expect top prospect Dylan Carlson to be on the opening roster, even if the outfielder is one of the best players in camp, because of the desire to earn another full year of service time for the 60-game season.
And this is a guy, by the way, that every inter-squad scrimmage is getting about two hits a game. Why are we messing with that?
Yeah. Now, to this note, this may change our opinions a little bit. Keeping him off the roster for just 6 days
will
buy the Cardinals an extra year of control.
But then are you going to make him mad? Like you made Chris Bryant.
Just 6 days, why doesn't baseball just say different year? Just start your.
Right.
This is the middle of the season.
I tell you what, that's a tough call. When the Cubs did that to Bryant, to be able to control him another entire season and only risk 50 games that 1 year. That I think they ended up winning the World Series anyway, right? Was that the same year?
No, that was the year before.
Oh, it was the year before when they beat the Cardinals but then lost to the Mets.
Correct. But the point is, we'd be talking about right now, Chris Bryant has 60 games left in a Cubs uniform.
Correct.
If they called him up 13 games earlier.
So let's be frank. For the organization, for the fans, it's a win. You don't play those guys. But for the players and their agents and players in general, they're saying this is crap. If Dylan Carlson is ready to join the team and is the best one of the top three outfielders on the Cardinals, the players' union is saying that he should be in the starting lineup on opening day.
It's a broken system.
It is.
It doesn't happen in football. It doesn't happen in basketball. And here's the problem, though.
They all agreed on it.
They did, right. But now you're having the issue of no one wants to sign, I know they did, like a Bryce Harper for 12 years and 300-some million. They're getting paid then on these terrible, like a Pujols contract.
Right.
Not that Pujols didn't get paid in some of those years with St. Louis, but there's the big payday, and they're attached to these huge deals with a bunch of years because they didn't get it further up front.
Right, and teams are starting to back away from that, and that's why you saw a lot of veterans not signing big free agent deals. There were veterans that were going forever without Marcelo
Zuna. Craig Kimbrell was available.
Yeah, Craig Kimbrell was. So if anybody's wondering why there won't be baseball in a couple of years when they go on strike,
it's
because of issues like that they have to resolve. So the Cardinals only need to sit Dylan Carlson 6 years to retain an entire season without having to pay him big money to retain an entire season under his current contract. That's a no-brainer for fans.
They have to sit him 6 years?
Six days. Did I say years?
He did.
Oh, my.
That is a good system right there.
I always wonder when I listen to people on radio, when they say something like that, you're like, how did you mess that up? Like, did you not hear yourself say years? Sometimes you just don't. In your mind, you feel like you're saying days. So the Cardinals can sit Dylan Carlson 6 days and gain an entire extra season down the road at a low salary.
Yeah, you have to.
It makes all the sense in the world for everybody but Dylan Carlson and his agent. And I'm sorry, but the players agree to that. And I'm sure the owners had to give up something back then when they agreed to that, and the players had to give up something, and that was what they gave up, maybe.
I mean, the crappy thing is Dylan Carlson didn't agree to that. He was like 15 when that was agreed to.
Right, right. And like Ken said, the owners will not budge on the service time issue without getting the players to agree to a salary cap in return. That's the other thing. Unlike the NFL, unlike the NHL, does the NBA have a salary cap? Yeah. The baseball does not have a salary cap. Now, they have this luxury tax that if you go over a certain point, and it must be bad enough.
You just pay it.
I know, but I think the Cubs a few years ago were over it a couple times, and they backed off.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be over it, but like if the Yankees get Garrett Cole.
I know.
And they've got to throw another 10 mil. I mean, what the hell is it to the Yankees?
Right. But it feels like it's done its job a little bit, although the Dodgers are like, their payroll's like $400 million. Maybe not, but it's like the Dodgers are like $280. Can you look that up real quick? What the Dodgers payroll for 2020? I mean,
some of that's tricky because it's trade, too.
Well, that's true.
You know, like they acquired Price, who I know has a ridiculous contract, $222.
Oh, okay. Jeez. I was way off. $222. And I wonder what the lowest, like what's the Pirates?
Well, the Marlins is probably like...
Marlins?
45.
I bet it's not. I bet it's like 30. seriously.
Marlins payroll. It didn't come up right away on Google.
How about the Pirates?
Okay, let me try Pirates.
Because I think the Dodgers are the most, right? $220 million. You're probably right in 45. You're adding inflation to that through the years because it used to be like 20.
The Pirates 2020 payroll sets record as lowest in Major League history. This is an article from USA Today. At $44 million.
Oh, you were right on.
The lowest in the majors ever.
So you got the Pirates at $44 million, and baseball saying, come on, Pittsburgh, you've got to pay more than that. You've got to get your end up. It's like a speed limit on the interstate. There is a max and a minimum. You cannot go under 40 miles an hour or whatever on the interstate, or you can get a ticket.
That's
I don't think
good,
it's called
a good comp.
Yeah, I don't think it's a speeding ticket. What would they call that? A non-speeding ticket?
Failure to
old Fred Flintstone.
I don't know.
But yeah, and then they want the dot. You know, then they're saying, okay, Dodgers, I know you can afford it, but we got to tax you something. So you got the Dodgers at 220 and the Pirates at 44.
The Yankees are at 244.
Oh wow! Mm.
So. 44 to 244.
$200 million
are
more
than like five times overed the Pirates in the same season.
See, something has to be done. Baseball almost has to take a year off to figure this out. But who wants that? Not us. Not us. Not when we're going to sit here and rip on billionaires and millionaires.
Can they get it done in a year for what it took them to get this done?
No. Now, wouldn't you think they'd be working on that right now? Okay, they figured out this thing for 2020. Hey, Tony Clark and the union, what else are you doing?
They're probably not going to talk for months.
They won't.
It's just like the marquee Comcast thing. They got nothing done in the 5 months that they had the opportunity to.
You know, here goes another comp. It's like you're a junior in high school or whatever, and you know you're going to graduate high school. You got to figure out where you're going to college if you're going, or you got to figure out what trade you're going to do. So, you don't do that the last month of your summer before your freshman year of college where you go, I'm going to go to USC. Well, guess what? You can't. I mean, so get your you-know-whats in a room and figure it out. And maybe they are. Maybe they do. Maybe it's something I don't know. I'm talking way too much. You guys got me fired up now. All right. That was our segment called Stuff. That was awesome. Trevor hands me the itinerary and 505 stuff. So we just put stuff out for you on the air. 359-2255 if you want to weigh in. When we come back, power rankings, quarterbacks in new places. Do one of you guys have a read? Because we got to do some business.
I do.
Okay. Let's go to Trevor. Derek will read one coming out because we love our sponsors. They are the reason we are here every day able to visit with you and hopefully entertain you or bug you if you're me. And if you get really bored, you can bring up the YouTube video and see Lante, every unmuscular part of his body in a muscle shirt because I forgot my pullover. It is something you definitely want to see. Not. Oh, wow.
Can you pick something else?
Yeah, you don't want blinding lights?
No.
I like that song, kind of. How about Whoa, Little Baby?
Well, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the Business Bounce Back Contest powered by the University of Illinois Community Credit Union. Get to our website, stevyj.com, to sign up to win a $1,000 ad campaign for free. What?
Free?
$1,000 ad campaign for free, Trevor.
Man.
Why, yes, a $1,000 ad campaign for free to help your business thrive after these challenging months. At UICCU, it's all about campus and community. We're wanting to help spread the word about our terrific local businesses. Three winners will be chosen from the submissions in August, so sign up before the end of July. No purchase necessary at stevyj.com. Click on the UICCU logo, the Business Bounce Back Program with the University of Illinois Community Credit Union and Stevie J Broadcasting.
Thank you, sir. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Anthony Hanners, personal trainer at Mettler Center. One of the great things about Mettler Center is our commitment to helping you incorporate exercise throughout your daily life. We know it's fundamental in order for you to feel your best. We're here when you're ready. One of the luxuries of training at Mettler is you have one-on-one access, and you can also take advantage of some of our new services. We're proud to announce that we're offering virtual training sessions and in-home services to accommodate you from the comfort of your own home or on the go. And it's really simple. You can get started by visiting MettlerCenter.com and schedule a free consult with one of our experts.
Hey, Betty, you live at Baytown Apartments, right?
Yeah, just off Prospect and Boardwalk Drive in Champaign.
There's a lot of great restaurants and shopping there. Is there a gym nearby?
Who needs it? Baytown has 24/7 fitness center and sauna at the clubhouse.
Wow.
It's great, but the weather being so nice, I've been getting my workout on the jogging pass around the lake.
You have all that at Baytown Apartments?
Yeah, it's the best. Staff does a great job keeping the place beautiful.
Do you think they have any units available?
Actually, they have newly remodeled 1 and 2 bedroom units. You should check them out at baytown.net. Tell the courtesy staff at the welcome gate and get a tour.
It's that time of the year. Summer's here, and millions of Americans will reach for sunscreen. Recent FDA findings and scientific studies indicate that ingredients found in most chemical sunscreens may cause damage to humans and the environment. In fact, the state of Hawaii has already banned some of these chemicals. To choose a safe sunscreen, look for one with an active ingredient of non-nano zinc oxide or non-nano titanium dioxide. For more information, visit safesunscreencouncil.org. That's safesunscreencouncil.org.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Guess what? We're back. We're open. Can't wait to see you. The dining room's open. The kitchen's open. Phones are ringing. You can stop by for lunch, dinner, or even both. Grab it for takeout, or we can deliver. Face it, you're hungry, and we can fix that. Pizza, Italian beef, calzones, wings, and more. They're all waiting for you at Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. So put on your mask and head on over, or give us a call at 328-2334. We'll see you soon.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids, where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know that quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Right now, we all feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone, the isolation can be overwhelming. Connect with an older loved one and have the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, carpet or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now back open for business at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown. Head down, take advantage of great clearance deals. Short sleeve t-shirts are one for $4.99 or five for only $20. Other clearance items are marked down up to 50% off. For the best selection of Fighting Illini gear in Campustown, visit the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit.
FDA findings and scientific studies indicate that ingredients found in many chemical sunscreens may cause damage to humans and the environment. To choose a safe sunscreen, look for active ingredients non-nano zinc oxide or non-nano titanium dioxide. More info at safesunscreencouncil.org.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Let me tell you about the new undergraduate major at the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, the College of ACES at the University of Illinois. The Metropolitan Food and Environmental Systems Program is the first of its kind, and it's put students in the heart of cities building resilient food systems. It's hands-on and a real way to make a difference. The College of ACES encourages future students to learn more about metropolitan food and environmental systems today. For a more than meets the eye opportunity, visit mfst.illinois.edu. That's mfst.illinois.edu.
All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay. He's Derek Piper. Trevor Valise with us as well. We're going to do some power rankings now of quarterbacks in new places. How are we doing this?
You want me to, like, read them off and then say, like, 7-1 or whatever?
Oh, so we're going to – oh, I see what you're doing. We're going to say who we think's going to have the biggest impact. Gotcha. Remember, I'm old, so you guys have to describe this stuff to me because
I had a brain. I do remember.
Instead of a brain fart, I said I had a brain.
So, first of all, these are the notable quarterbacks that went from one place to another. Obviously, Cam Newton to the Patriots, Nick Foles to the Bears, Phillip Rivers to the Colts, Tom Brady to the Bucks, Jameis Winston to the Saints, Andy Dalton to the Cowboys, Teddy Bridgewater to the Panthers, and I almost forgot about this one, Marcus Mariota goes behind Derek Carr to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Who's the backup now in Tennessee? Tannehill will be the starter, and he had one hell of a season. I wonder who the backup is.
Titans quarterback.
I mean, you had a good backup with Mariota last year.
Something I've never Googled.
All of a sudden, Google's like, Trevor, what is wrong with you?
The top five answers is that, or the top answer is that they have five quarterbacks behind Tannehill for one job.
So if he doesn't kind of.
Logan Woodside?
Yeah, baby. Wasn't he Cole a running back for the Chargers years ago?
I have no idea. I know who Cole McDonald was. He was the quarterback for Hawaii. He was now a rookie. Drafted in the seventh round.
He's no Colt McCoy. He's just Cole.
It also says here that they've been targeting Josh Johnson, who was the one good player from the XFL on that Houston team.
I don't know why, but that sounded like such a normal name.
It is, Josh Johnson.
Like, they're targeting a guy named Mark Smith.
Yeah, well.
Josh Johnson.
Few of those, too, but he was the...
That's P.J. Walker.
Oh, well, this must be a terrible XFL quarterback then, because he says he's from the XFL.
Yeah, because Walker was the St. Louis XFL quarterback. Is that right?
No, I thought he was in Houston for the Renegades.
Who was the St. Louis XFL quarterback? He was good.
I don't know.
I don't know who he was.
Can you Google that, too? That'll be something you've never
Googled. PJ Walker is backing up Bridgewater in Carolina.
Ah, okay.
That's interesting. It was the Hawaiian guy, Jordan Ta'amu.
Oh, yeah, he was at Mississippi. He was at Ole Miss or Mississippi State, one of the two. All right, never mind.
I don't know.
Never mind.
Anyways, Cam Newton, Nick Foles, Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton, Teddy Bridgewater, Marcus Mariota. That's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 names. You want to go from 8 to 1?
So are we going by first year impact or just like as far
let's
as...
Let's do impact this year.
Okay.
You want to?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through this. Who's not going to start? Winston Dalton. Is not starting.
Winston. And Mariota's not going to beat out Derek Carr.
No. So right there, those would be your bottom
four. Foles should start, ...
Let's... Oh. Trevor, don't do that to me.
I'm going to put on here the least will be Jameis Winston because I don't think Drew Brees... Well, of course, we don't know if he's going to get injured, but nothing's going to happen this year in New Orleans where they say, you know what, I really feel like we need to start Jameis.
Okay, so you're going Winston 8?
8 would be... For me...
I'll put Dalton there. I think Dalton has no chance to...
Okay. Here's the only reason I didn't.
Oh, because of Dak's situation?
Because of that situation. That's the only reason I didn't.
The only reason I would say is because Breeze got hurt last year. That's why we saw Teddy Bridgewater. Okay. That's why Teddy Bridgewater was a commodity this...
And that's fair, and that's a known. So I'm with you. I'm flipping it.
Also, right. You know, so, Drew Breeze made some pretty horrible comments. Maybe that offensive line just lays down on the first play and lets them get slumped.
Just get hammered one time.
Okay, so
let's go. Puts Dalton at 8.
Are you then going Winston 7?
I'd go Winston 7, unless you want to put him.
There's a chance that Carr struggles.
I agree. And you've got.
Plus, didn't Gruden like absolutely love Mariota when he was doing the film room stuff with him?
Everybody.
I think Gruden. You're right. I think Gruden would be a guy that would make a quicker change than, I mean, you can't make a quick change on Drew Brees, right?
No.
Or Dak Prescott.
Well, and even occasionally, I think Tennessee did use him in some kind of like a wildcat package last season in the playoffs,
true.
Too. So he may use him that way as well. Yeah.
So unless there's an injury in New Orleans or Dallas, Winston and Dalton are not playing.
Okay.
There could be a chance that Derek Carr, who I think is a good quarterback, there could be a chance that maybe they just decide that he's not getting it done and they go with Mariota. That's my, kind of my thinking. Is this their first year in Vegas, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that would be 8-7-6. I think my next one here would be either Foles or Bridgewater.
I think it'd, for me, be Foles or Newton.
Really? You don't think his impact will be big in New England?
I think it's being overhyped.
Because I don't know. I don't know. I'm honestly asking you, like, we'd be having a beer at a bar. I'm like, really?
We're seeing a lot of these, like, these cut-ups of him throwing on some field or a receiver. Yeah. And now he says they've woken up this dog they've never seen before. I'm like, okay. There was going to be hype for Newton to go anywhere. But right. Like he could have ended up in Jacksonville.
True.
And there was going to be the hype of, it's Cam Newton. Like, because the dude was a superhero a couple years ago.
Huge. So you think I'm looking at it through Patriots glasses?
I think it helps. And I could understand that, and I buy into that a little bit more because it's the Patriots. But
you know what? I'm going to agree with you.
You don't have to. And I could be overselling Teddy Bridgewater.
I've agreed with you twice here. And I'm not just laying down to agree with you. If I was thinking Foles and Newton, I think Bridgewater's next with me.
Okay.
I know that he had a good, he was not good with Minnesota, I don't think. And
didn't end well. I know it was injury plagued.
It was a lot of injuries, wasn't it?
I thought he was good, and then he just got knocked unconscious, and then he wasn't the same after that.
I just don't see him doing much in Carolina. I may be looking at this through just saying, all right, is Carolina going to be any good?
I mean, he's got some speed.
He does.
Some weapons.
He started five games for the Saints last year. They went 5-0, nine touchdowns, two interceptions. Of course, you had Michael Thomas.
Yeah, right. And you had a brilliant offensive guy.
Right.
I think I'd go Bridgewater five for me.
Hmm. Okay. I know that Bridgewater was someone that I wanted for the Bears.
Okay.
I thought he was much safer than Newton. I didn't really have Foles in my mind. If I had to pick between them, I'd probably pick Bridgewater.
I'll go Bridgewater five, you go Newton five, and the others four. Is that right?
Okay. I'm having a tough time because I have Foles below Newton. It's a weird deal where I think for the Bears situation, I think Foles makes more sense than Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's less of a risk.
Yep.
And because of the familiarity with the system and everything, that was the right move where Newton goes to the Patriots and Bears fans are like, what?
Right. No, I get it. Do you think Nick Foles will certainly start for the Chicago Bears? Yes or no,
yes,
both of you?
Yes.
Trevor?
Has to be, or I'm
better.
Very unhappy.
Better.
Or I'm all piped up again.
You're all piped up. I think Nick Foles on the Bears is going to make more of an let's say they both have decent seasons. I think Nick Foles on the Bears is going to make more of an impact in the NFL next year than Bridgewater on the Panthers or Newton on the Patriots.
I hope you're right. When we look at it from impact, the upgrade from Trubisky, who's such a the floor of the NFL starting quarterback. It really is.
The way you said it was just anger. He's just the floor of the.
That's correct.
And years
32nd in many things last year.
Yeah, years head coach say we're hoping to read a defense this year. And then you bring in Nick Foles, who's won
about spit up my water.
He's won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
And knows the system.
I agree. But you've got him.
Impact. Give me impact. Foles over. I'm starting to side with you. Foles over Bridgewater.
I think so.
I don't think Carolina has enough.
I don't either.
They have Christian McCaffrey. I don't know that the receivers are good enough.
They do have my boy from SIU, Chen.
Jeremy Chen.
Who's going there to play cornerback.
I feel like they're kind of boom or bust. Like, Matt Rhule's sort of like, I don't even know what he is.
He's more of a defensive guy.
Okay. I don't know. I could see him going like 4-12 in a really disappointing year, but then I could also see him going like 10-6.
Okay. I don't see him going 10-6.
I mean, McCaffrey's like MVP level good.
Stud.
As long as Bridgewater's really good. I mean.
Well, their defense isn't the same anymore. They don't have Kuechly.
No. I keep forgetting that they.
No, that's
I was
right.
about to list him off again as a. I keep forgetting he retired. No one talked about it.
So did Steve Smith a few years ago.
Well, I'm aware of that one.
I'm kidding.
Okay, so for your top four, that leaves Brady, Rivers, Foles, and.
Where are you putting Newton?
Oh, yeah, it'd be Newton.
I think I let you talk me in. I'm putting Bridgewater five. I'm putting Newton four. And I'm putting Foles three, although I probably should put Foles four and Newton three. I'm not touching Phillip Rivers or Tom Brady because I think those are the two most impactful quarterbacks. And I'm not even a Rivers guy. I'm letting the cat out of the bag. Phillip Rivers is my number one impactful guy. I think he's
really?
I think the Indianapolis Colts are going to be good this year. And I think Phillip Rivers is going to go there and inject some solid offense with who's their coach? He was the Buffalo Bills backup quarterback forever. And then, come on, Lon. Indianapolis Colts. Come on.
Frank Reich.
I think he's an offensive mind. I don't think he's Drew Brees, maybe, but he's an offensive mind. And I think Phillip Rivers is going to do, I think that is going to be the most impactful quarterback signing of this offseason, even more than Tom Brady.
Wow.
And I'm
That's
probably
a hot
wrong.
Take.
That is a hot take.
There you go.
Lon's figuring it out.
That is for sure a hot take.
Nine and a half years later.
I think the Colts will be really good.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great offensive line.
Yes.
Now they have Jonathan Taylor in the backfield with Marlon Mack. They have two running backs there. T.Y. Hilton.
Yep.
With Rivers.
They are just boring enough to beat you every week. And what I mean by boring is you watch their games and it's like, it's a Colts game. And they win 24-17.
Yeah.
But
I know the Chargers stunk last year. That was surprising.
I agree. So I think I would go, okay, let me do it from 8 to 7. Who'd we say 8 was Dalton? Jameis Winston, 7.
Yep.
Mariota 6. I'm going Bridgewater 5. I'm going to switch. I'm going to go Foles. How about calling him Knowles? Foles 4, Newton 3, Brady 2, Phillip Rivers 1. That's my impact. Maybe I should have gone from 1 to 8.
Interesting list.
What would you do? Give me your 1 through 8.
If we're going impact,
and I want Piper. I want him to have the last word on.
If we're going impact, I'm going Brady 1 because Gronk's there too and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, true.
Foles 2. I'm just talking strictly impact from 1 year to the next because to Derek's point, you got a long way. Yeah, you got nowhere to go but up really with the Bears situation.
True.
Rivers 3, Bridgewater 4, Newton 5, and then the rest.
Yeah, that's fair. Somebody just said, is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer? The guy's got, he's got some mad stats and a lot of kids.
Stats.
I was going to say he's got stats on the children front as well.
He's got 11 like kids or so. Yeah, or more. I don't know why, but Phillip Rivers is just a guy I've never bought into. Good fantasy guy.
Was it at New England 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And the Patriots had nothing in that game. The Chargers were the two seed. They should have won that game.
Didn't the Chargers roll Lamar Jackson?
Yes. Oh, that's right.
In the first round.
That's right. Yeah.
I like Rivers a lot. I got Brady 1, okay. Rivers 2. The next 3 through 5 is really difficult for me because if you're defining impact.
I'm going to give you music to play with it. That means you've got a minute 30 to make
based
your decision.
Based on impact, I'll go Foles 3. Because, again, you're going from the basement.
See, I agree with you.
The basement in Trubisky to Foles. I think Newton's being oversold here.
Of course, I say I agree with you, but I didn't. Because I thought Newton will have a better. I just think Newton gives the Patriots a chance to still be good.
Okay.
And I'm not
that's true because you compare him to Stidham.
Right.
You're not necessarily comparing him to Brady.
And I don't know that. I mean, listen, I'm with you guys. I think 99% that Foles is going to be a starter. But I always wonder if Ryan Pace and just has that. And I know Pace doesn't make the decision, but I just wonder if he has that thought where he's like, give Trubisky, if it's close, let him start. Because I don't want to be a fool.
Please, dear God.
But I don't think, I think I'm wrong on that.
Please.
Is Rivers a Hall of Famer? I think he is.
It's a hard discussion.
Yeah, I think that's
the number. I mean, the
that's
stats.
That's hard to chat in the last minute. Let's have a segment sometime.
If Eli Manning is. I know he's had 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That is the problem.
But you know what? So does David Deal.
Right.
Right. So is he a Hall of Famer? And I love David Deal.
I mean,
I think I'm one of those guys.
Steve Weatherford, a Hall of Famer.
Right. I'm one of those guys that I think we overvalue a championship. Unless you played a huge part in it, which you could argue the Manning did.
It just feels like at any point during their run.
We ran out.
Dang it. She asked me who'd rather have Rivers or Manning. I said Rivers.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's fair.
Seems like it.
All right. We've got to go. This is my fault.
Right.
We should have a segment where we put all these almost Hall of Famers in there and then argue whether they should be or not. That'd be hard. And Yanni Molina's not on that list because he's an obvious Hall of Famer. I'm not letting Trevor talk. We're out of here. It's The Drive. Yanni's stud!
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.